could be pulls and pulls.
You see, the primary factor for bonding should be Krishna. It should start from there. Instead of that, you know, if the bonding starts with the guru, then we run the risk of developing groupisms. This guru's group, that guru's group. That will be very damaging. Therefore, you know, like the principal consideration should be Krishna. Why are we here?
So.
To get Krishna. Then the next consideration should be Prabhupada and ISKCON. Especially our emphasis should be with Prabhupada, but then again that emphasis should be with Krishna in the center. Like why we came to Prabhupada? What is so special about Prabhupada? Because Prabhupada is giving us Krishna. And then the third stage is, or third consideration is, the Guru. Then the focus will be proper. Otherwise, if you start off with Guru, it will end there. And it will start to become even more fragmented. But if you start with the right connotation, with the right understanding, then everything will be alright. Why are we here? Because we love Krishna. What is the way to get Krishna? What is the way to get to know Krishna? And then comes, there is somebody who is actually helping us to understand Prabhupada and approach Prabhupada. That is our spiritual master. So make this understanding very clear among yourselves. Then the harmony will automatically be there. Then there will be groups. Then it will be in that, like the groups are there for the sake of convenience, right? Like just see any structure that you see, you will find, you know, groups and subgroups for the sake of convenience. Like the army, right? In the army, say you have the captain. The captain has his troop. Then you have the major. Right? The thing is that the captain's troop are not just saying that my captain is the best and he is all in all. We don't care for anyone. If that happens, then that army will go defunct. But what is the real structure? There's a major. So many captains with their troops are under the major, right? Then there's the colonel. So many majors are under the colonel. Then the brigadier. So many colonels are under the brigadier, right? And then the general. And you know, like, so, but the whole structure is there for a purpose. What is the purpose? The defense of the nation. Now, if they forget about that objective, the defense of the nation, and then they start doing their groupism, then will that be an army? So that is how we have to actually structure ourselves. The structure is necessary, small groups are necessary, but not to just, you know, get into that schism through the groups.